no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I want to talk to you about goals. Now, I'm a fan of goals. I know some people are not. It does seem sort of antithetical to say accept whatever comes your way and at the same time to try and manipulate the outcomes in your life. That's the way some people look at it. You know, it's like, well, who are you to try and tell God or the universe or whatever what should come into your life or what you should experience? I just want to give you my own personal experience, which I feel like I have in many ways already. But I can tell you that back when I first discovered goal setting, I was selling radio advertising at Z96, Columbia's number one. Hit kicker, baby. Yeah, that was actually our slogan. Hit kicker. It was meant to be a little, yeah. Anyway, when I was selling there, I was the worst salesperson for 6 months. I had sold nothing in the first 6 months. And then I read this book about writing down your goals, and I'd never heard of that idea. I thought it was a little silly, a little stupid. And then I wrote them down. I wrote down what I wanted to be. I am the number one salesperson here. I, you know, can run 3 miles without having to stop. That was before I started running. I wrote down 8 to 10 little things, and every one of them came true. Not only that, I became the top salesperson at that radio station fast. Now, it wasn't just because my skills somehow got better. Actually, what happened was right after I had written my goals down, one of the top salespeople left, and the general manager decided he was going to help me, and so he gave me a bunch of those accounts at the same time as the work that I had been putting forth started to kick in, and then all of a sudden, boom. And I'll tell you what, if you do write your goals down, one of the things that will happen is that everything in opposition to your goals will tend to come up. Here's what I mean. If you write down that you want to have more in your savings account, you write down specifically how much you're going to want to have, oftentimes you're going to experience some sort of a financial challenge that's going to say, oh yeah, really? I have found that to be true time and time and time again. The universe is going to say to you, are you serious about this? Are you willing to see this happen or make this happen? So that's number one. You're going to experience some sort of a setback or a challenge whenever you write down your goals. If you write down you want to have better relationships with your children, chances are the relationship's going to get a little rocky at first. But over time, it will change. Now, what I find is that a lot of people who don't specifically write down their goals like I do in the various areas of life, those people tend to really have their goals. They say, oh, I don't really have goals. Oh, yeah, well, what do you want to accomplish in 4 years? This. Where do you want to go next year as far as travel? There. What do you want to drive next year? That. So they really do know. The challenge with most goal setting is that most of us don't ever sit down and think about it, that we don't consider the possibility that our decision to have, do, be, create something, that decision is what puts into action people coming into our lives, situations. Now, do those people magically show up? Sometimes, yeah, I believe they really, really do. Other times, what I believe happens is that they were always there, but for some reason, because we are attuned to where it is we want to go, we attract them. I made some decisions about our online programs that I wanted to expand them and really make that a part of where our income comes from and our ability to impact people's lives, because I find that being online is more live, it can be changed, etc. I still want to do all my speaking. I love getting in front of audiences, but I made a decision I wanted to put more into our online programs. That day, I was on the plane next to a guy who knew a guy who's one of the top online people. And so we've shifted almost everything we've done based on hiring this guy and working with him. So what I'm trying to say is people nerdify goal setting. You know, it's like, oh, well, you have to write down your goals every day and you read them every day. You know what? If you really want everything to come to pass, yes, absolutely, you can and should. Edwin Gaines talks about this. And I love Dave Ramsey, the person who has helped so many people get out of debt. Dave says something about money that I like to change a little bit. Dave says, you can either tell your money where to go or you can wonder where it went. Now, what he's talking about is setting a budget. You can either tell your money where to go or you can wonder where it went. I believe the same is true for life. You can either tell your life where you want it to go or you can wonder where it went. Most people have vague dreams, wishes, etc., etc., etc. But we need to, that's another thing. When we do write our goals down, and I'm leading to something really big having to do with the coronavirus, I want to check my time here. But when we write our goals down, if and when we do, we tend to accomplish them way fast to the point where it's like, well, this is so easy. I could do this anytime. I'll never do it. I've talked about this before. We have this wonderful propensity as human beings, once we discover something, to not do it. Oh, well, now that I know that that's the key, that intermittent fasting is the key to keeping my weight under 190 pounds or whatever. Once I know that, then it's like your mind goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Your ego goes, yeah, that means you can do it anytime. So you don't have to do it now. You can do it anytime. So you don't do it. Well, I've discovered that when we write our goals down, we tend to accomplish the things that we've written down so quick, so fast. You might write something down for the year. Or you do get a group of people, and these are the ones I worry about, and I tend to fall in this group. Your goals tend to often be too big, overwhelming. If your company's doing $300,000 in a year, you say, we're going to do $9.6 million next week. No, you're not. Partly, I believe it's because you can't get your head around it. I do believe we live in a metaphysical universe. I do believe we live in a made-to-order universe. I do believe we create things with our thoughts. But if you can't believe it, you can't make it happen. And the purpose of writing goals is to make you believe it. Now, how big is too big? How big is too big? I remember when I was talking to my therapist at the time, this was probably 10 years ago, and she asked me how things were going with the whole complaint-free movement as it was starting to take off. And I said, fantastic. I said, I'm going to give the 6 millionth complaint-free bracelet to Maya Angelou. And she said, oh, really? Oh, I love her. That is so fantastic. She's so honest about her history of abuse, etc. She is so great. She has changed so many lives. When are you going to meet her? And I said, I don't really know. We haven't put it together yet. I just know it's going to happen. And she got angry at me. She got angry at me for lying to her and telling her something that wasn't true. And inside my gut, I knew it was true. I absolutely knew it was true. And if you want to read about how I came to meet Maya Angelou, read my book, A Complaint-Free World. I'm not trying to sell books, although it's a great book, but you can also pick it up at your local library, listen to it on Audible. But the point is that I dreamed that big and went around telling people, and it happened. So, number one, I believe that most people who say they don't have goals often do, or you may be in that group of people who really don't have goals. You've never thought that you could exercise control over your life, and you think the whole thing's a little silly, and maybe even a little sacrilegious, because you're not letting God just bring you whatever, you know? Well, I always look at it this way. Maybe part of God's plan was for me to discover the power of setting goals. So now I want to tell you, actually, before I close up, I see a number of, not close up, but give you my, the main thing I really wanted to unpack with relation to the coronavirus this morning and goal setting. But let me see who else has joined. The jump starts were a blessing to my mornings during the pandemic time, said Cynthia. Thank you so much. Gaza Petrovich, good day. Will from, I don't know, it's Australia, right? Bought my first bracelet today, I think. Raleigh says, good morning. Dominic says, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. I often wind up going in a different direction than I intended. I still progress, not just in the area I planned to for that day. I agree with you there. And I believe that goal setting and if you want to make God laugh, make plans can go together. In fact, I believe they're actually designed together. Here's what I mean. Let's say I want to buy a boat, which I do. I want to buy a boat here because I live in Key Largo, right? Well, right now I don't have a slip. Right now, without speaking, I'm not really comfortable spending that much money, etc., etc., etc. And I think that the goal that I had to buy the boat is very, very important. And the fact that I noticed the gap between me and getting that boat is important. And I also know that behind the goal to have a boat, or behind the goal to have a relationship, or get a dog, or lose weight, is ultimately a goal to grow as a human being. I believe our goals are there to cause us to grow. We have to bridge the gap between the life that we have and the life that we want to have. And goals help us make us aware of how much is missing in that gap, which is often, and I want to say this, I want to be very clear about this, a lot less than you think. One of the most rewarding things you can do, which is a great beginning for goal setting, is to sit down and write out your ideal life. If you could wave a magic wand, what would it look, feel, smell like, etc.? Who would be in it? What would you be doing? How often would you be doing it, etc., etc., etc.? And then compare it to your current life. You know what I found out when I did that? I'm like 92, 95% there. So my life is actually very full and rich, which leads me back to gratitude, which feeds me accomplishing even more things. So goal setting is not about making yourself aware about what's missing and what's lacking. It's about making yourself aware of what's ideal, so that through slow, subtle shifts, and that's what happens when you're aware of your goals, you make slow, subtle shifts in that direction. Your life is like an ocean liner. You don't make turns, you make little turns here and there, and 99% of the time, you're off track, but you're constantly coming back and forth. So, what I wanted to share, and the reason I came up with wanting to talk about goals during this quarantine, and businesses opening up and businesses staying closed and politicians telling us everything's fine and politicians telling us that our heads are going to all fall off if we go outside, etc., 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 is that I realized the other morning something has changed about my life during the coronavirus, and I'm changing it back, and I want to invite you to do the same thing. I wrote down my goals. This was a big change of a year with Marty leaving and selling the house and picking up and moving to Key Largo and everything else. And I didn't want to get lost in just the shockwave, the aftershocks of what had transpired. I wanted to create with intention going forward. So I sat down and I wrote some pretty big goals for the year. Now, the interesting thing was January, February, March, everything was saying you're on your way to hitting every single one of those goals. And then the coronavirus hit. And so what I did was I wrote out all my goals. This is what I do. And if you think it's going to take you weeks or days, it will not. It'll take you 15 minutes to a couple of hours, depending on how detailed and how much you want to get into it. But I had written out all my goals. And then what I do is I record them onto my phone. I just use the little voice memo recorder on my phone. And so then when I get up and I'm taking Teddy out first thing in the morning, because that's the first thing in the morning I do, I listen to them. Now, how long do you think it takes me to listen to every single goal I have? I think it's 4 minutes and 38 seconds. It's really, really short, and I'm pretty specific. But what I noticed was that since the virus, I've stopped listening. I've put my goals on hold. And I'm not going to do that. In Illusions, Richard Bach's wonderful book about metaphysics, the best book on metaphysics, and you can read it in under 90 minutes, and it's very engaging. Richard Bach, of course, gave us Jonathan Livingston Seagull. In that book, the Messiah's Handbook is quoted, and it says, "The original sin is to limit the is." Now, in the book, the is the name they use for God. It simply is. Everything is. So the original sin is to limit the is, and I have been limiting the is by not continuing on a daily basis to listen to 4 minutes and 38 seconds of myself, reminding myself of what's important. And I'm going to start back doing that, and I want to invite you to do the same. The coronavirus is going to change things. Don't get me wrong. And as Dominic was saying, you know what? Yes, if you want to make God laugh, make plans. I had the number of speeches I wanted to do this year at the amount of money I wanted to get paid, and it was all falling wonderfully into place. And all of a sudden came the coronavirus, and God laughed at my plans. And my plans then became build an even bigger audience online by giving to people. My plans became you can serve way more people in a day. I mean, my biggest speeches, I think, were 4,000 and 5,000 people. My average is probably 400 to 800. I reach 2 to 3 times more than that every single day with these messages. So yeah, if you want to make God laugh, make plans. But make the plans anyway. And don't give up on them when the universe is telling you to change. You can go in and change your goals. My goal to do X number of speeches this year has definitely changed. And it's crazy not to. But you know what's interesting? People are hiring me for virtual speeches. So I still might hit it. I think we've sold 3 virtual speeches. So I'm not giving up on that. Let's check in and see what those of you who are here have to say. So glad to discover this today. I've read your book, bought the bracelets, says Karen. Kareen, great to have you. I have read your book, bought the bracelets, recommended the book to others, and shared the bracelets. I definitely needed this boost. Kareen, we are here every single day live with these jump starts, so be sure and join us. Finally, managed to work out the time difference. Thank you very much for the complaint-free world. It helped me so much. Much love from Australia. Great. Awesome. Mind movies. Works great. So easy to do. Lynn, I get it. And you can do, what do you call it? For journaling, where you actually write in the first person present tense about yourself in the future as if it's going on. Highly recommend that. You can also focus on the future. The main thing is you can tell your life where you want it to go, or you can wonder where it went. Remember, everybody, the way we grow our gang here in this morning is by you sharing this with other people. So please continue to share this right now. Just click the share button. Say, this was inspiring, this was interesting, whatever. And thank you again for all the wonderful comments you're giving me, thanking me for the meditation program, for the complaint-free life program. For those of you who don't know, I'm going to say goodbye now because in 7 minutes I'll be back live with a bunch of you who are here with me. I want to give you a chance to run to the restroom, whatever, have another cup of coffee. And we're going to meditate and get centered. We had 3 new people join our group this past weekend. Come on, what are you waiting on? You get 30 days free. It's hassle-free to cancel if you want. So come in and give us a chance at complaintfreemeditation.com. That is complaintfreemeditation.com. And when you sign up, you get 30 days free. We meditate live every single day. So I'm going to say goodbye to you all. Mark Gleason says you've given us a lot. To a lot of people. Keep inspiring us, Will, says Mark. Thank you. I'll see you all here at 8 a.m. in the morning. The rest of you I will see live back here when we get centered and calm and we meditate in 6 minutes. All right, everybody, make it a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Complain-free world, no more.